This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium close to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys James.
Hello, Lloyd.
What?
Hello, Lloyd Griffiths.
No, why would you put an S there?
That's the name of the co-host of the podcast, Lloyd Griffiths.
It annoys me when people get my name wrong, stick an S on there. Like, it's just so easy to get right.
Does it happen a lot? Do people turn up to gigs thinking, I thought it was going to be Lloyd Griffiths?
I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before. There's a lad on Twitter that I now follow, at Lloyd Griffiths, who's a Welsh lad, I think a singer-songwriter. And I follow him because he got a lot of abuse for 2 years whilst I was on Soccer AM, bless him. And I was like, do you know what?
That's like the guy called John Lewis. Every time the Christmas advert comes out.
The developer in America, who John Lewis have embraced with open arms.
They have now. I got a DM the other day, not bragging, but on Instagram that said, I just tried to tell some friends about you, about finding you funny. So yes, brag. But I didn't know if your name was Rhys James or James Rhys. I was like, what are you talking about? Why would I write it in the wrong order? They followed me on Instagram. They could see that it said Rhys James on Instagram. Why would I put it the wrong way around?
Good point.
I had to reply saying it's Rhys James. And I think this was someone in America. And I said, Rhys is a first name in the UK.
It's not even your real name, is it? You're called Roy James.
Okay, that's right. I'm Roy James.
Roy James.
I look like a Roy.
You look like a Roy, even though you are a little Elizabethan girl.
I look like a Roy. Specifically, I look like Roman Roy.
Look like who?
Roman Roy.
I mean, a lot of similarities.
I've got a similar vibe to Roman Roy.
Very kind of like weird sex pesty.
I didn't mean that bit really. More just the sort of little
your
shit.
Your parties are far too big for the amount of friends that you've got, and none of your family like you. I've just been to buy some coffee.
Fuck you know.
Do you mind it?
What did you buy?
Just some beans.
What? Where from?
A coffee shop around the corner from here.
If you're going to bring it up,
yeah.
Right, I can't believe this.
This
is like, we're several episodes in at this point.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring something up, I don't know how, you have to have something ready.
I've just been to buy some coffee.
No, something good ready.
Okay.
Just been to buy some coffee, bought some beans, and then I say where from. You don't have anything attached to it where you're like, they're really good because of this, and I bought them because of this, and here's an anecdote that gets you there.
Ask me again.
You just basically said the word beans and then the word shop.
Ask me again.
How are you?
Yeah, good. I've just been to buy some coffee beans.
Oh yeah, where did you get them?
The Arabian Coffee Store on Old Compton Street. And they're great. They've got a lot of selection of beans. This isn't an ad, but I didn't want to get into an ad territory. And then you go in there and you can select your beans. I've got some Colombian beans and it's great. You can have them ground. And they say, oh, well, what do you need them ground for? And I go, well, just a cafetiere. And so they ground it for the cafetiere. And then also my bag smells like coffee the whole day.
This week's guest is Chloe Petz. Very good comedian, Chloe Petz. Very funny. She's a Crystal Palace fan.
I've never met Chloe.
What?
I've never met Chloe.
Why is that true?
Yeah, true.
Well, fair enough. You don't mix in the same circles?
Comedy? Not for me.
No.
Not for me,
not
thank
comedy
you.
Gigs. She does a lot of good gigs.
I'm in the millionaire circles, boy.
She does a lot of...
me, Elon, the other one.
She does a lot of big gigs. You know, every time I gig with Chloe, it's been at like the Union Chapel or something like that. Like big one. Clapham...
Grand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chloe is currently supporting Ed Gamble on tour.
Also, maybe you've heard of him.
Has her own tour.
And can you go and see it?
You can, yeah,
you can. Now an episode
with Chloe.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is...
No, you don't say that.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Keep this in. Joining us this week, correct, on Fit and Proper, correct, that's the name of it, is comedian and stranger to Lloyd.
Yes.
Chloe Petz.
Before we get started, can I ask what you thought Rhys was meant to say when you said, we don't say that?
Oh, I thought you should go with... hello, Chloe, how you doing?
Are you mental?
Yeah, no, to be fair, now you've said it, now we're like nearly a minute in.
Do you not remember?
Yeah, no.
The last podcast that we recorded, you spent ages getting everything wrong as you listed everyone, the credits.
Yeah, no, to be fair.
And you think we just went, hello, mate.
Okay. I'll admit it, I got it wrong.
You're so nervous because you've never met Chloe before.
Yes, I'm trying to make a good impression, mate, because usually...
It's not working.
If we meet for the first... Usually comics meet for the first time at a gig.
Yeah.
And then what would happen is I'll do the gig, you'll be like, he was good. Whereas now I'm like... and now what's happening here is I'm like, oh God, I hope she thinks I'm good at podcasting.
And honestly...
But that's not even my first job.
That was tragic. What? Was just the first impression, drivel.
Chloe, do you think... Have you ever been at a gig and gone, oh, he was good? After anyone?
No, I've gone, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
For fuck's sake, he was good.
He was good.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take
yeah.
it. Oh, for fuck's sake, he was good.
Would you think, have you ever seen any of Lloyd's work? Probably, it'd be hard to find. But
that pause is...
You'd have to be on a bit of a deep dive in a rabbit hole and you're very far down
on
YouTube.
I think you're very clippable.
Well, no, do you know what? I don't think I am.
But in terms of like, you know...
There's a lot to cut. There's a lot to get rid of.
But I feel like I've seen
just
clips
reduce
of
it to 30 seconds.
Producer Harry's loving it. What is this today?
Clips of you on that will come up on my Twitter, for example.
Really?
So I know your face.
Yeah. So my stand-up is very in the moment.
Don't have any material.
You know, right, jokes, right.
No,
okay.
I won one last week that got a round of applause. And I say,
did it get a laugh?
What? Do you want to tell it?
Oh, no. I'll save that for the tour, lloydgriffith.com.
Weird tour title.
I don't know why I emphasised the dot there.
So I support Crystal Palace.
Thank you. Here we go.
Why is that? Geographical reasons?
Not geographical reasons. Well, my dad... I personally believe you can support a football club for two reasons, geographical reason or parent.
Heritage,
Maybe it could be grandparent if like you live with the grandparent or you're very close to the grandparent. But it
but
has
for
to
a
be
certain
heritage.
Period of time.
So do you reckon one generation ideally?
One generation ideally, but then I feel like that's not very accepting of like non-traditional family setups, okay? So if you are raised by a grandparent, fine.
Sure.
You know?
That's allowed.
Yeah.
What about orphans? Where do orphans fit into this? If they're, you know, if people are adopted, is that fine?
Another heavy edit job for Harry.
Sorry, I ask what about orphans every episode. It's just only been relevant this
adopted,
time.
Adopted, you go with your adoptive family. Orphan in an orphanage, you don't support a football team. You create a little football team with the rest of the orphans.
Lovely, lovely ending. Keep it in, Harry.
Shoot yourself to stardom. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and, lovely Christmas and film. Sounds like a great Christmas film.
That's who I'll be taking over, the Orphan 11.
lovely.
No,
great
so,
youth academy. Come on, solid stuff. Nothing wrong with it.
What
round of applause
about
for that
you,
your gigs, Lloyd.
Reese, very quick.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's what
at
I
want
to say about you.
You sound like Reese's girlfriend.
Come on.
Hang on a minute. I was about
quite
to say you were very
there.
Sober. That was very quick.
That was quite quick.
Yeah, no, honestly, sometimes.
In the edit, that was quite quick.
Harry sorts me out in the edit.
Cut us out the 30 second gap that took.
He cuts out me going,
I've got one.
Let me just go that again. So yeah, honestly, yeah. I have to pay Harry an extra fee on top of so a lot of time at Sellers Park then.
A lot of time. What we do is we drive up. So I don't get this nowadays. I've made some Palace mates because I lived in Streatham for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And it was great sort of building a little like Palace community to go to the game scale because I'd never had that where you go and, you know, get tanked up beforehand, watch the game. And it's honestly crazy. Like, I'd never drunk before games. And now, when I drink before games, if a goal goes in, I feel profoundly depressed.
And for the other team?
Yeah, for the other.
That's weird.
That's the Palace way. When a goal goes in, it's going to be for the other team.
Yeah.
The inevitability of a goal going in against us.
No, it's not that when a goal goes in for us, like I just get so existential. Like,
nothing even matters.
Yeah,
what's
this
the point
even
in this?
Mean anything.
But Palace are doing quite well at the moment.
Palace doing great.
So you can't be that depressed. Are you getting to many games at the moment?
Yeah, I've been to a couple this season. I was a season ticket holder for a couple of seasons before COVID, but then obviously after everything came back, I've just been a bit too busy to go.
Prioritise work.
Lloyd, this is what you need to learn.
Okay,
this is why you haven't gigged together.
Lloyd doesn't do any gigs. Yeah.
I'm an intensely clippable comedian. And that is because I work hard.
Yeah, I know.
I've been this season, I think, to Palace or last season in the director's box. How does that make you feel? I'm not a Palace fan and it wasn't against Spurs. Are you angry at me?
It feels like you want me to be. Are you into that?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, really angry, naughty boy.
Okay, cut there. I just need a minute.
I've got a few questions. Why are we there?
Yeah.
I was a guest of a friend of the pod, James Gill.
Why was he there?
And his friend
the director, one of the directors of Palace, is an Always Be comedy fan. Great gig in
fucking
Kennington.
Hell. It's
and
a great
invited
gig.
James. And Ramesh wasn't available, so I went.
So what was the game? Did we win?
No, you lost to Villa.
For fuck's sake.
And the bloke who presents Good Morning Britain, who's a big Villa fan, was there. He also in the director's box, really celebrated when Villa scored a winner. And it was like, mate, you're next to the director.
Citizen Khan.
Yeah, who is it? What's his name again?
Yeah. Harry, if you just put his name in, but use my voice.
Is it Orson Welles here?
Use
deepfake.
Yeah. Use deepfake. I'll give you enough clips, mate. I'm very clippable.
Just use deepfake technology to get the correct name, because we like to do things on the cheap in this podcast.
You've obviously been to a lot of games. Have you got a favourite game at all that sticks in your mind?
The one that always sticks out in my mind is, and obviously there are other bigger ones, but I just remember it being so good. It might have been a Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff.
Lovely.
And I took my mate Ryan, and it was the year that we had Frank De Boer, and he lost the first three or four games. I think we sacked him after three. We didn't score a goal. We lost to Huddersfield like 3-0 or 4-0 on the opening day, and everything around it was so bleak. Roy Hodgson had taken over. We hadn't won the first seven games. We hadn't scored in the first seven games, and we play Stoke. And Selhurst Park is full, but we're a little bit worried. But the tide's kind of turning. We're not on the back of the players because we can see Roy Hodgson's doing something, right? And Jirdan Shaqiri scores, and he comes around right in front of where I'm sitting, and he cups his ear, and I just think, you fucking little rat. And my blood was boiling. I was so angry and so few. If I'd been near the pitch, I would have gone on and like decked it. Like, it was that level of raging. And then we got an equaliser. I don't remember who scored it, but it was quite late. And I was going, but we played shit all game. This is terrible. And then in the 94th minute or something, Mamadou Sakho taps home, like, after this messy corner. We're thinking, oh, is it going in? He taps it home, wheels away. And it was euphoric.
Yeah.
It was the
Nothing
most
like
incredible feeling. And yeah, that was when I was, like, Ryan was getting hit and... bless him. And then afterwards, he was like, the next day he texted me like, I'm so glad that happened, because that is the happiest I've ever seen you.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Wow.
And I think you would have been an absolute nightmare to be a day out of an evening. It was fucking great.
One second.
Well, some really significant breaking news just reaching us regarding Crystal Palace, who today have a new owner, and that owner is Chloe Petz. In a statement, the club say Petz will oversee all football and business operations at the club. We'll bring you much more on this throughout the course of the day. But it's a massive day for Palace and their new owner, Chloe Petz.
Wow. Owner and chair of Crystal Palace.
Got to be a dream come true.
What are the chances?
I know. After all that chat about how you like Crystal Palace and support them, what a coincidence.
It is a dream come true. I feel a sense of burden on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to bring...
Does it ruin it, do you think, making it work?
I feel like I've got the mental health of men on my shoulders.
Well, speaking of...
I could save lives in this.
Yeah. Speaking about the mental health of men, obviously to buy Crystal Palace, you've had to have had a meeting with Steve Parrish and the boys. How was that dealing? Was it all right? And how much did you buy it for?
The way that I've bought Palace is because... Famously, I don't know if you know this, but every comedian, every single comedian supports Crystal Palace. Mm. Sorry to break it to you, but you do too. So what I did is I gathered the Crystal Palace comedians in a consortium. We're talking the Steels.
Yeah. Doc Brown.
Night and Day. Doc Brown, Eddie Izzard, Joe Brand. I got them all together in a room. I said, we're doing this. We're taking it over.
Do we own it as well or not? Or is it just those lot?
You can own it too, yeah.
We have to support Palace.
You have to support Palace.
How long for?
I'll think about it. How much do you need from us as well? How much money do you need from each of us? Carry the one.
10 mil?
Yeah, I'm
10
in.
10 mil each?
I'm in. I can vouch for him as well. I'm an entertainer. I'm not doing little stand-up gigs at the Union Chapel, mate. Yeah, count as in.
What's your first change when you come in?
Right, so what I'm doing is I'm then going to the league and I'm canvassing to the league that there's a new rule which is around homegrown players, okay? Because, you know... people do those like 11s by who you'd have if you had to do your team by the 10-mile radius.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying half of your squad has to be players that were born within a 10-mile radius.
Love it.
Of the club, right? And then the rest you can have.
This feels very much like grammar school entry.
So who are the players
then?
So, exactly. So you've obviously got some players in mind who you know have been born in, what's the hospital within a 10-mile radius of Crystal Palace? Or
is it the stadium? Is it the hospital? Is it the training ground? Is it the stadium?
Stadium.
Right, okay, cool.
10 miles of the stadium. But maybe there's an argument for training ground as well. Maybe that could be the two things. I do think that once this is introduced, people will find ways of doing loopholes. I think you might sort of start breeding promising parents together and like the scouting, you know how kids get scouted at like 6 now?
Yeah.
It will go fetal.
You're not the first person, actually. You're not the first person to introduce this concept on this
podcast. I'm
honestly
not surprised.
No. This actually, it sounds like this could be the future. It's been suggested before that there's no reason it shouldn't go younger.
But the players that we would have if we went by the South, this rule is like Joe Gomez, Declan Rice,
really?
Jadon Sancho, Mikhail Antonio, Wilfred Zaha, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, fine. I'd have him back at Palace, but...
Yeah, so, I mean, you just instantly have a good squad and it makes other squads more difficult. Although, I reckon West Ham have a good shot.
West Ham
would be all right. Whips Cross is within 10 miles of where David Beckham was born.
I've got a map here.
Whips Cross. Get him out of retirement.
Come on.
I've got a map here. And the best way to get a 10-mile radius off Sellers Park is to go on rightmove.co.uk. And I've just put the Sellers Park postcode in there and gone to... There's a big old catchment area. And I think...
How far does it go out?
Well, it goes up to and including Hackney.
Wow. So I
also
could play.
Richmond Park goes to Richmond.
So most London clubs are going to have quite a lot of crossover
Epsom,
here.
Yeah, we'd have to work that out. Maybe you'd have to...
So players born in most places, in like most hospitals
could
in London, would have a choice.
You miss out on like Oxted, so no Keir Starmer for you.
Could there be like a draft?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
I actually don't know what that means.
Bexley Heath.
Well, let's do it.
But could there be a draft?
Yeah.
Let's keep saying that. Let's just keep, could there be a draft?
There'll be a draft.
There'll be a draft. It's all
don't
about...
Don't worry, boys, there'll be a draft.
And that would... that would benefit Palace as well, because its lowest finisher gets first pick.
That
was a real mix of emotions from you.
Sorry, of the Premier League London teams.
I was thinking, wonderful, there's going to be a draft. And then I thought, he sassed me.
You've been sassed. You have been absolutely sassed, I'm afraid. What about manager? No. Are you doing any sort of system with the manager? Could there be a draft?
Could there be
We've
a draft?
We've got Pep.
Maybe like we just, we have a pool of managers at the beginning of the season and we have a draft.
There has
no,
been quite
I don't like that.
A serious like turnover that. Of managers. Draws. At Crystal Palace. Are you happy with Paddy Vieira?
I am happy
Has
with
you
Paddy.
Have you been called that before?
Are you keeping Vieira as manager? This is a complete fantasy. Dream big.
I honestly, I think I'd... if you went by that they have to have been born within a 10-mile radius, then we'd have Roy Hodgson. And I don't want him back.
Okay.
It feels a bit ambitionless for this podcast. To just be, we've
my
got
dream
Joe Gomez and Roy Hodgson.
My dream manager is Roy Hodgson.
And we got Wan-Bissaka and Hodgson back. End of podcast. Good night.
I haven't actually thought about this. I'm so sorry. I should have prepared this one. But
look, you're the owner of a football club. You can't just, have everything sorted.
It's all right. Maybe you can be that type. You can be whatever type of owner you want. So you can be someone who is like fucking managers are sacked every game and I'm bringing in new people constantly. You know, like the Tottenham board used to be.
No, I don't want
on
that.
A constant rotation. You don't last long. Chelsea style.
What I want to do is, I want to do, all of the like managers that you get in when your club are in dire straits.
Yeah.
Sam Allardyce.
Bruce.
Roy Hodgson. Bruce.
Warnock.
Warnock. Give it.
All of them. Holloway?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Not anymore.
No.
But
not
yeah.
anymore. No.
They can do... I'm going to have them all together in one team.
Yeah, perfect.
On the sidelines.
Lovely.
And just sort of see what they do.
Like, just like threatening. Just looking at what's going. Hey.
To be fair though. You'd think, right. So typically if you were like, I'm having five famous managers working together, you'd think that's shit because they're going to disagree. All of the managers that we've just listed have the exact same tactics, exact same playing style.
Lump it up top.
Two lines of four.
Yeah. Buy a tall man up top.
Two lines of four. One guy who just sits in the middle of the four. And then one guy up top. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Lovely.
But then maybe like if they all came together, then Maybe they'd like accidentally sort of stumble on some kind of beautiful, expansive football.
Yeah, yeah. What about, are you keeping the name Crystal Palace? One of the best names in the entire Football League, Crystal Palace.
It.
Are you keeping
yeah,
that?
But I'm outlawing anyone.
Outlawing.
Sometimes, like, I've had girlfriends in the past where, like, Crystal Palace, what they'll do is if they don't know much about football, instead of shortening it to Palace, yeah, they'll call them Crystal.
Oh,
and I think,
no. I feel, oh, we just no. gasped at the think, same time.
That does. We're not gay. We're not.
Is that genuinely your response?
Yeah, my response.
I'm Crystal?
Not fucking gay,
what do you
mate.
Think this is?
Oh, God. But Palace, of course, is
Palace.
It's just so macho, isn't it?
Yeah, Palace. Really macho.
So blokey. Oh, Palace.
What's the. So you're outlawing it. What's the punishment if people call it Crystal?
They have to work a shift. They have to work 3 game day shifts at the Sainsbury's that's attached to Selhurst Park.
Okay, so still called Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Club badge the same, stays the same. Eagles, still going with the nickname Eagles.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that. Eagles, I'm happy with the crest. What I will be changing is the mascot. And do you guys know that we had Kayla the Eagle?
Yep.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Rest in peace. Kayla right. the Eagle.
You're not going to do the... Oh,
no, okay. Not for another London club. No
pretty,
fucking way,
pretty
mate.
Disrespectful,
no
actually.
No fucking okay. way, mate.
She'll be looking down on you. Well, she. Okay, cool. Too soon. Okay. Oh yeah. No, I'm quick.
She'll,
no.
She'll, so unfortunately, Kayla passed away. She died of a heart attack.
Right.
Which is very prevalent in the Bald Eagle community. I'll have you know. So maybe we'll do some sort of like game day fundraisers for the. Bald Eagle community yeah. and their heart attacks, their heart issues. But what I would like is, if you look at the biography of Kayla the Eagle, she had a very difficult life with yeah. lots of people that sort of wronged her. They slighted her in yeah. certain different ways. So what the new Crystal Palace mascot is going to be is a sort of a working title Bat Eagle, like Batman, where this eagle will sort of go round avenging
nice.
Kayla for all of the things that have been done to her. So when
so
she,
what was done to her?
When she was born, she and her sister were stolen out of what the wild and kept in captivity and sort of mistreated. And then they were released back into the wild. And they were like just overly friendly with humans because they'd learned like not to fear them. So they were just going about being right pests. And then...
Got any food?
Essentially, yeah. 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 Very good impression, actually.
Thank you.
And then they'd...
As I say, I went to a lot of games.
So then this guy started looking after him. He adopted Kayla, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to adopt the sister in time and she was put down. Awful, very sad. So they'd avenged the person that euthanized.
What was
Kayla's
the name again?
Sister.
The Bat?
Bat Eagle.
Bat Eagle.
Bat Eagle.
Are you re-signing Batshuayi?
Yeah, he can come.
He can come back.
Yeah.
Because he was big on the Batman
maybe,
branding, wasn't
maybe
he?
We don't know who the Bat Eagle is and it's Batshuayi.
I think that's the best way to do it. He was... Because also then you get the social media side of it.
Yeah.
He's very clippable, Batshuayi. That's the
really
thing.
Good.
That's
really
the thing about Batshuayi. Very clippable.
Very
clippable. Claws breaks.
Can I ask, are you actually going to breed a bat and an eagle, or is this going to be a person dressed up as a bat eagle?
It's a good question. I hadn't thought about breeding a bat and an eagle. I think I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Fine.
Right, so you've got well, to enjoy COVID too. It would be tough on the club when you can't play any games because we're in another fucking lockdown for 4 years. But, you know, why not try it? A bat and an eagle. See how it tastes.
See how it tastes?
Yeah. Wet markets.
Okay, fair enough. No, absolutely.
The wet markets.
Enough.
That's just say every any Sainsbury's that you've been to. This is now a wet market.
The one thing I will say about Crystal Palace's kits, they've changed quite a lot over the years,
yeah.
and more recently, they've gone away from the more archetypal red and blue stripes. What are you changing anything with the kit? Are you keeping the kit? Are you completely revolutionising it?
Well, what I've realised is I'm quite traditional. I do really like this season's. It's great. Have you seen it? With the
I'm not
you
a fan.
Don't like it?
No, I'm not.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah.
I think the collar's great. I think the
collar's fine. The colour, I'm a bit like.
I like it. I've always liked a Palace kit.
Have you?
Always like, yeah, that Palace kit's always nice.
Always the old school, though.
Loud, bold.
I didn't like it. Did they go half and half for a season or two, like in the like late 90s, early
2000s? I don't remember
that. I'm mixing you up.
Half and half is a bad shout, I think, for a kit. But
yeah,
I like,
I'm not going half
the way Palace
and half.
Do it's good.
I do think, though, I've got this general, like, I just think all of the kits are spoken like a true get, but I think all of the kits are just too tight, and I think it's a bit of a sort of I'll look at my muscles, and then also like you can just see the outline of all of their dicks, and I don't like it. I think the city one is the worst because they made the shorts in a way that they've just like sewn two bits of material together, so there's no room for the dick, so it just sort of is just there.
It's like a suit. You have to pick a side.
I just see everyone sort of walking around, sort of peacocking, like, show. So I bring back sort of baggy shorts.
Yeah. The reason why is because Erling Haaland is famously a robot and has no dick. So I think
So they've just accommodated for him.
And we will interview Noel Gallagher at some point as the new owner of Manchester City, and he will confirm that they're just signing robots and there's no space for dicks in kits.
I'd love to hear how Noel Gallagher responds to all these name drops.
What?
I wonder if Noel Gallagher is even affected if you were to mention...
He called me an arthritic cat once, Noel Gallagher. 2013-2014.
It's absolutely shameless. It is absolutely shameless. That's why you brought him up, is it?
I'm trying to speak. 2013-2014, you had a half and half kit.
2013 to 2014.
Yeah, GAC, that one there. Can you remember that? The half and half.
Oh, that one. Oh, that's what you mean by half and half. Yeah,
sorry, 50-50.
Fucking disgusting. Yep. So that's what I remember. I remember Mile Jedinak in that.
Jedinak. Oh my god. Yeah.
Is there a? Is there? Do Crystal Palace have a club motto? I can't find any information about it.
No, we don't. But we should make one, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah,
we absolutely should have one. Yeah, so it could be about revenge. Well, you've got the Avengers as managers. Yep. You've got an Avenge-based mascot. It feels like if your motto has to be...
something like revenge is best served red and blue or something.
Yeah.
That sounds quite violent, though.
Come on. Yeah. That's fine, I think.
Is it?
I do think I am quite a violent person. I've never sort of acknowledged it to myself.
I also, in this whole thing, I think that Selhurst Park does sound like something that would be in Gotham City.
Selhurst Park.
Yeah.
Do you think Selhurst Park, are you keeping that as the name of this?
Yeah, we're keeping that as the name. And also I've got this thing for Selhurst Park, which is that I was thinking, because we've got planning permission through again, we had to reapply after COVID.
Congrats.
But we've got planning permission through to basically put a big stand on the side where the main stand is, where the Sainsbury's is.
Yeah.
And it will basically be like, you do a big stand and then sort of if the club club expands, then you can like build the other sides of it as well.
Oh, really?
But I'm sort of concerned that the main draw of Selhurst Park is its atmosphere, right? And I think the reason the atmosphere is great is because when you go to sort of modern stadiums like the London Stadium or the Emirates, I think the reason they're shit is because they're too comfortable.
Yeah.
You have too much space, right? And the way that a stadium is good is when you're all sat on top of each other and you can't move, and then that's what gets the atmosphere all bristling. So what I like to do is keep Selhurst Park the same. So I think... what we need to do then, if we want to get more fans in, is to make the fans smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. So double the seats, half the size of people. I'm not going to starve the people. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am going to invest in is a certain technology that will shrink you as you go into Selhurst Park.
Right.
So that we can fit more people into it.
Does it resize you back to normal as you go out?
No, it doesn't. What happens is across the week after the game, you just sort of puff back up to normal size.
Right, you just expand naturally.
But I also think it's really good because, you know, if you're not a football fan, you get on the train, there's loads of football fans around, you feel really threatened by them, don't you?
So actually, it's not that bad.
But if it's just a tiny little bloke coming away from football, you just think...
oh, I love this.
You could fit way more in the carriage on the way out as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it wouldn't take so long getting home after the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
So it's a great shout.
Well, there are double the amount of people, so you're still getting the same amount of people.
I'm trying to get my head around the maths, actually. So wait, the same amount of seats in Selhurst Park with double the amount of seats.
No. So double the amount of seats, but the people are smaller.
But so you've got, but then you have more people as well.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
So you've got a 60,000 seater stadium. Let's just say you've got 30,000 people ordinary going. You're now getting saying, look, 60,000 people can come, but you're half the size.
No. So Selhurst Park is currently around 25,000 capacity.
Yeah.
What we do, double the amount of seats, make each seat smaller. So it's a 50,000 capacity.
Right, but same area. So you're using the same area. Right. Got it.
Yeah, so you're getting 50,000 people in.
But they're just little.
They're little.
Does that mean you can change the catering to be like little meals and little drinks?
For boroughs.
Little tiny drinks. So how much is a pint in there now? As in not price, but how big is it? Because it's not a pint, obviously.
Half pint.
But it feels like a pint in your hand.
Continental.
Yeah, yeah, because there'll be a little
pint. And are you charging the amount of a pint?
No. I'm not a villain.
Oh, sorry, just on the revenge-based football club.
I'm not a villain. I'm not a villainous overlord.
I'm just, obviously we I have to put this into though. the supercomputer, and I think that's not a joke. I guess what I'm worried about, the children. I mean, are you shrinking children?
I'd shrink a child.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what's the alternative though? You shrink the adults and the children are bigger. No, that's way worse. No,
you shrink
evil.
The adult. Okay, just imagine. Right, not you, but like imagine like any of us three in the room. Like we're normal sized adults, okay, and then we shrink us to what will be the size of a child.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
The child. Are you shrinking a child? Psychological issues? Are you keeping the child as is?
I think I keep a child as is. Actually, that's my revised. Yeah. Okay.
That is 10 times more fucked.
You've got a lot of issues though. So
no,
I don't think
the children will be. They'll all be the same size.
There is
so
power
everyone's
play though.
The same size.
Yeah. So as the children.
What I will say, I think there is more propensity for the children to go fuck off to their parents because they're the same size.
So you're basically making Honey, I Shrunk the Parents.
Yeah.
Mummy, I Shrunk the Parents.
Yeah.
So you've just commissioned the film. Is there going to be a companion film to the club? Like an old Disney? Is it Disney? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Bringing it back.
What would it be?
Batman. You've got the Batman tie-in.
We've got to be able to think of a good Crystal Palace pun for Honey, I.
There's no way it fits in with Palace. Is there any player that even rhymes with it?
You're
not shrinking the players, crucially, as well. You're not shrinking the players.
Why would I shrink the players? That's stupid.
Because they'll be so intimidating to the crowd now.
Nah.
They'll look huge.
I'm not shrinking the players. I think it's a wonderful, flawless plan. And... I can't wait. For Sellers Mark to be absolutely packed with little shrunk men.
We have obviously the supercomputer is taking all this information in. It also gives us a few scenarios just to see how you deal with being the owner of a football club. This one's just come up. Just after dinner in the hotel, ahead of the biggest match of the season,
right. You
notice that the restaurant in the hotel has a hygiene rating of 2 out of 5. Not good. Okay. Your players, they're already looking a little bit iffy, and a few of them have started heading to the toilets to, you know, shit them. What do you do? Do you try and get the match cancelled? But if you do, everyone will know that you're staying in Ibis budget hotels and, you know, trying to cut costs. Or do you just
go on with the shits?
Players with the shits and just maybe put your 5 managers on.
Lasagna Gate.
Well, I'm sort of caught in a few minds here. There's a very famous Palace chant, which was, "Oh, Jason Puncheon, he's having a shit," because one day he was out late to. I think we were playing Southampton. We were playing someone, and he was just late out because he was shitting.
Yeah.
So we've got a history of it. Well, I think what I would do is probably we don't want to play the game. We don't want to play Brighton without Joe Gomez, Declan Rice, Zaha, all of that lot. We
Catch
don't want
boys.
That. So what I think I would do is probably try and get the game cancelled for a different reason.
Okay.
Because we've got the club on the cheap, but I don't want them to think that I'm doing the hotels on the cheap. Yeah. I can't have that for the steals.
Also, thinking about it, it's quite weird that you're staying in a hotel in Brighton when it's only realistically
your local derby, but you have got 40
minutes down the road. Just got on the coach. Maybe we should have looked at the question differently before the. But so how do you try and get the game
maybe
canceled?
It's the Liverpool game. What about it?
It's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool
Big
away.
Liverpool game.
It's the Roy Hodgson derby.
Liverpool game, Roy Hodgson away. I think what I'm going to do is I think...
Calling a bomb scare to the stadium. Done.
Yeah, easy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Surely.
Done.
That gets the game cancelled like that.
And if I'm honest, kind of fits in with the whole avenging Bat Eagle.
You could do it in like
Gotham.
The voice of Bane or something like that. Get Tom Hardy to call up.
I think I'd do it with a
Tom
little
Hardy
bit more...
Tom Hardy a Palace fan?
No.
Is he London though? Or is he East London?
I thought he was a Spurs fan, but just because he narrated the Spurs documentary.
I think he just got given money for that, mate. I just think they struggled to find anyone to do it.
Struggled to find anyone, so we got the Hollywood A-list of Tom Hardy.
to do it for free. And they were like, let's just pay someone to do it. Well, that's, yeah.
I think I'm going to do it with a bit more theatre though. Like, I do think if we're the revenge club, then surely the implication is that we've created a lot of enemies on our way, right?
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to do is, instead of sort of calling in a bomb scare, I think I'll put the players out as though we're going to attempt to play the game, and they're all there looking a bit iffy. They got the shits. And then I think all of the consortium, I pay them off. I get the consortium of like my manager's enemies. So like the cultured managers, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're sort of... Your Manuel Pellegrini's.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe I think...
Your Wengers.
Your Wengers. Maybe your Pep Guardiolas are a bit too up there.
I would say the most cultured manager is Roy Hodgson, though. Speaks to
Arteta. What about Arteta? Is
Arteta,
he in there?
They're all in there. And they'd
with
come in.
Zip-ups.
And they'd do something scary. And then the game would have to get called off. I think I'm okay at improvising up until a point, and then I just get bored of my own improvisation.
Well, you should come and see my stand-up tour, because 60 minutes of it will be that. Well, this is all good. One last question.
Yeah.
Are you having any rules in play at all? Any rules that they have to adhere to?
Yes.
Go on.
So, what I think, right, watching the Lionesses over the last summer was joyous. It was some of the best footballing experiences I've ever had, right? And I think one of the reasons that it was joyous is because when they won a game, you knew feasibly that one of their forms of celebration would have been an orgy in the dressing room, okay? And I think what we're missing, what we're missing is in men's football is a strong dose of homosexuality.
Sure.
Because I just think it adds a little bit of something.
Yeah,
a little bit of different type of tension.
Different type of bit of sexual tension. Mm-hmm. I think we're missing romance. That's what I think we're missing.
Yeah.
So I think all teams have to have a compulsory gay couple.
Fine.
Okay.
I think that works. And are you... Okay, does that mean using existing squads or are you shipping them in?
I'm sure. No, I think there's more gays in the game than... We know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right. So I think what we'll do is we'll...
Out them.
Yeah, we'll stage a vicious campaign which we out them in the British media. So then those ones that sort of you've got within the game. And then if you've got any shortfalls within your squad because of the draft system, then we're chipping some outside gays.
Okay.
I think that works perfectly.
But
just gives you just there's a bit of drama behind the scenes of people maybe who aren't as into football but are into sort of rom-coms. They get more
very
involved.
Or gay issues, yeah.
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 Well, the supercomputers, the scale's just gone to the top, and it's got everything it needs to know. So shall I just have a...
Have it analyse the data, I'd say, Lloyd. Press the analyse button.
Okay.
What metric are we judging this on?
Well, it's the... You think we know the supercomputer's metric?
It's all... It's all algorithm.
It's all algorithm.
It's like everything these days.
It's AI.
It's all algorithm. That's how we get the deep fakes.
So really... sorry to say this.
We're in the pocket of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Okay? This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley.
You think that Pret Coffee bought yourself? Really sorry, Chloe. The supercomputer said not fit.
You're not a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Who has been fit?
Oh, no.
That's
Izzard, the Steels, all of them.
The supercomputer has just said it all going well. It was all going well.
Yeah, until I forced...
There was two things.
Yeah.
Forced shrinking.
Yeah.
And outing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just said everything was rosy until...
It was on board with the revenge.
Forced shrinking.
Fine with the bat-eagle crossover.
Fine with that.
But to me, it was the most immoral part of the whole thing.
But weirdly,
had an issue with the outing. Well, that's not that weird, I suppose. It's for the good of the game. I sort of respect the decision. It's for the good of the game long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, a few individuals will have to suffer.
They're not going
to
come out unless we force them.
Yeah. Again, I mean that.
Clip that.
That's the episode title.
That will get used for something at some point.
Perfect.
That's a shame. I thought there were some hefty ideas in there that I think
love
would
the
work well business wise.
That works
it's
really
fine.
Well. And
it's
if you
fine.
Could get that, you know. But it, I think it the shrinking was the first red flag.
I've got a whole team of people around me to avenge me. So
yeah, exactly.
Watch out,
you've got all those managers. So you have to do five press conferences a week. So it's basically there's going to be no time for us to know anything else that's going on at the club because it's just going to have to listen to Roy Hodgson, then Ian Holloway, then Neil Warnock, all saying the same thing.
They're all saying the same thing. One same after script. The other. Well, we're really sorry that you weren't fit and proper, but...
best of luck with it and let us know where to send the 10 mil.
Thank you.
Chloe Betts, there you go. Lloyd, first time you met Chloe. Verdict?
Huge, huge fan.
She's a huge fan of yours.
I think it's quite apparent that we're both huge fans of each other's.
Yeah, it seemed like you got on very well.
Well,
I take that back.
A number of times said, you're very funny to me. And that's fine. But look, it's not about
the edit won't show that. Me. But if you want the listeners to believe that, then fine.
During those stories, was honestly transported to Sellers Park. I love that episode. I honestly love that episode. And Chloe, I would have back on in a heartbeat.
I'd have Chloe on.
Ideally,
as
co-hosting.
Co-host with me, yeah.
With me. Okay, cool.
It can't be a trio because that's too a bit too messy.
A shame about the outing at the end that didn't take it to the next level. And a shame about the shrinking.
I don't know. I thought the shrinking was fine. I don't agree with the supercomputer on the shrinking issue, really. I've got no problem with that.
Well, why don't you control the supercomputer in the future then, mate? Okay.
I can't the sound effect. Can't do the incredibly high-tech sound effect.
Sound effect?
Yeah, sorry. It's just, I forgot.
That's
real. That's real, so I forgot. I won't spoil it. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners.
Thank you.
That's real, that sound effect. Well, no further questions, I suppose. Where can people see me on tour? RhysJames.co.uk, you can get tickets.
Where can people go and see Chloe on tour?
And Chloe's on tour, been opening for Ed Gamble all over the place. Wherever Ed Gamble's dates have been, Chloe will be.
ChloePets.org.
For all the dates.
For all the dates.
Very, very funny comedian. Excellent crowd work every single time we've worked together.
Is it?
Oh yeah, great compare.
Better than I?
But great material too.
Better than I?
Very successful Edinburgh.
Can you hear me? Am I on mute?
Better than your what?
Crowd work.
Thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, I'd say so.
Arabian Coffee Stores.
This podcast is sponsored by Arabian Coffee Stores and Chloe Petz.
Finally.